In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. I sometimes wonder whether the Lord, when he was confronted with his disciples, said, "Father, why did you stick me with all these overgrown teenagers?" Because, you know, think about it. You know, what are the apostles arguing about? Which of them is greater? You know, that's not really an adult thing to do. It's more like what kids and teenagers do. And then you got Martha and Mary. "Lord, make my sister help me with the housework." Sounds like a teenager, doesn't it? Oh, there we go. You know, this is a very important passage in the Gospel, not only because it has our own diocesan patroness, St. Mary Magdalene, in it. Yes, I believe that Mary, the sister of Martha, is Mary Magdalene. The scripture scholars will tell you no, but tradition, scripture scholars, tradition wins. That's just me, but I'm right. Yes, that was a joke, you can laugh. But it's important because, you know, oftentimes there's a tendency for us to worry about worldly things first. You know, is everything clean? Have we fed the poor? You know, really important stuff. You know, what Martha was doing was not unimportant. Jesus didn't tell Martha, "Stop serving, sit down and listen." He simply observed that what Mary was doing was more important. Listening to the proclamation of the gospel is more important even than the duties of hospitality. Similarly, our worship of God is more important. It's the most important thing that we do. Prayer is more important. All of the other stuff comes later. Even St. Teresa of Calcutta insisted that her sisters spend hours in prayer before the Blessed Sacrament, before they helped the poorest of the poor. And that's what enabled them to help the poorest of the poor. So if you got a choice, what do? Listen to the gospel. Then we do the other things. We love God above all things first, so that we can love our neighbor. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.